Mark chapter 13, and we're reading from verse 24.
Thank you, Lord.
Mark 13 from verse 24. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, and from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you, in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh even at the doors. Verily I say to you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knows no one, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes,
yes,
at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say unto all, watch. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus had been speaking about the great tribulation that is to come. It will hit the whole world, but it will be a time of trouble, particularly for the people of Israel, the Jewish people. But it will affect the whole world. The Greek word is thlipsis, which conveys the idea of crushing down, tribulation, terrible times.
Yes.
If we think we've had terrible times in this world in the past, it's nothing to what is going to happen.
Yes.
And this is part of the conversation that Jesus was having with his disciples on Mount Olives, on the Mount of Olives, looking down upon the temple.
Yes.
And Jesus brings out what's going to be happening to the Jewish people. God's clock, as we saw it last week with the Jewish people, his dealings with the Jewish people, will start again at the beginning of that 7-year period. They are the 70 weeks that Daniel prophesied, the 70 weeks of years, that's 490 years,
yes,
that are determined upon God's people when God will be dealing with his people. And the first 483 years have gone. They came to an end when Jesus died for our sins.
Yes.
And God stopped dealing with his people Israel. The gospel went out to all nations and has been going out ever since,
yes,
across the world.
Yes.
God's people have been scattered across the globe. The Romans destroyed Jerusalem and they were scattered. But in 1948, the independent state of Israel was declared. They'd been coming back since 1917, the Balfour Declaration.
Yes.
And it was the home for God's people. People have been thinking of, where can we put the Jews? Let's put them in Africa. So, no, it won't do.
Right.
It's got to be Zion. It's got to be Israel. Jerusalem. It's got to be Israel.
Amen.
And it happened. I mean, all the scoffers who scoffed at biblical teaching,
yes,
back in the 19th century and the early 20th century,
yes,
had to eat their words.
Yes, definitely.
Because they came back to Israel.
Right.
The scoffer said it will never happen. But they're there. And God has said there's one week of years, 1 7-year period,
yes,
that is still to come, which is determined upon his people, Israel.
Yes.
And that 7-year period generally is the Great Tribulation. Things will get very bad halfway through.
Yes.
When the abomination of desolation will take place. Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation,
yes,
here in this chapter earlier on,
yes,
I mustn't keep going over last week's stuff and the week before's, but when you see that abomination of desolation,
yes,
it's time to get out.
Yes.
All you that are trusting in God, get out. Flee to the mountains.
Yes.
And the book of Revelation tells us that there's a place prepared for them,
yes,
of the Lord. It's still to happen. It's still to come. That tribulation period. Now, in verse 14, just going back a bit, where there is that verse about the abomination of desolation, he He says, let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains.
Yes.
It's the Jewish people, you see. Judea.
Yes.
That's what he's talking to them about. So when the end comes, when the great tribulation comes in, you'll find that Israel will be the focus of all the animosity and all the tribulation. And it'll be a time of great trouble. Don't let anyone tell you that the tribulation has happened or that we're going through it now.
No.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. And Jesus goes on now to speak. In verse 19, we didn't start there, but in verse 19, Jesus emphasises, those days there shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. It will be the most terrible time.
Yes.
And except that the Lord had shortened those days.
No flesh.
I wonder whether the days will actually get shorter in terms of an hour being not as long as it was. Or whether it's just a way of speaking that God will bring you to an early close. Except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved.
Right.
It's going to be that bad. But for the elect's sake. Ah, who are the elect? They're the ones that are called out. They are the chosen ones of God. And he's talking about his people Israel here. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. They will survive. They will make it through to the end if they're keeping their trust in him. If any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. Believe him not. False Christ, false messiahs shall come and shall rise. False prophets shall rise. They shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. We know about the false prophet and we know about the beast. There will be false signs and wonders. Take heed, he says. I have foretold you all these things.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You can rejoice tonight that you are one of God's elect. Hallelujah. Chosen of him. Praise his wonderful name. Take heed. And we begin at verse 24 where we started tonight. And we've come to that period of time now that's after those days of tribulation. It would be terrible times, the tribulation period. But after those days of tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars of heaven shall fall, the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. See, there are going to be terrible upheavals even when we're looking up into the sky.
Yes.
Well, we won't be here. We'll be with the Lord. But those that will be looking. But the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Who are the powers of heaven that are going to be shaken? It tells you in Ephesians chapter 16. You see, God is bringing judgment. And it's not only people on this earth that are going to be judged. It's not only the whole world is going to face the judgment of God. Praise God that we're saved. There's no fear of judgment, of that punishment. We've been saved from wrath through him.
We're not going to suffer his wrath, that's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us this. In verse 12, it says, we wrestle not, now, here, on earth, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our battle isn't against people.
No.
Might seem like that sometimes. And it might be like that for some people. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Yes.
Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual wickedness in high places, the heavenly places.
Yes.
That's where they are, the heavenly places.
Yeah.
Not heaven itself, but they're there. The enemy, Satan, the devil, is the prince of the power of the air.
Yes.
And those heavens are going to be shaken. There's judgment coming to the earth. There's judgment coming to the principalities and powers, the forces of wickedness and evil, the hosts of the satanic hosts.
Yes.
It's coming. The powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Wow. What on earth will people who are living on earth think then? They can see these things taking place. They can see the physical heavens being shaken, the sun, the moon, the stars. But there are principalities and powers that are being shaken, that are being dealt with. All the hosts, all the satanic hosts are being dealt with. Paul tells us here in Ephesians that they're the powers that we wrestle against.
Yes.
But praise God, we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But then it says in verse 26, then shall they see. What are they going to see? Well, judgment is coming, you see. Then they shall see the Son of Man. Jesus. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds and with great power and glory. The disciples were assured on the Mount of Olives when Jesus ascended by the angelic messenger that as they had seen Jesus going and ascending into heaven, so he would come again in like manner.
Of course.
He went from the Mount of Olives,
yes,
and into the clouds.
Yes.
He will come with the clouds. And his feet, it tells us in the book of Zechariah, shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. That's where he's coming. And the Mount of Olives was split in two.
Yes.
Read Zechariah. It was split in two. It will release a tremendous flood from the Mediterranean down into the Dead Sea. There will be living waters coming out of Jerusalem.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The Dead Sea won't be dead anymore. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. What a day that will be. When Jesus, we shall see, but we won't be standing here looking up, we'll be with him looking down. Praise the Lord, we come with him.
They're the clouds.
What a terrible times there will be. And here's the visible end, when Jesus comes again. Every eye shall see him, the Bible says. They also which pierced him.
Yes.
They shall see him. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where they are now, those that pierced him will see him. There are two aspects to the coming of Jesus. There are two aspects to the coming again of Jesus. There's our experience of it, and then there's the world's experience of it that's left behind. What's our experience of the coming of Jesus? Well, we tend to call it the rapture. We read about it in Thessalonians. It's the snatching away. It's the snatching away. And as I read the Bible, it's not a slow gliding upwards. It's 1 minute we're here, and no time at all, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be with him. Some people think they're going to enjoy the flight. No. It says, in Corinthians, it says, we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It's the snatching away, when the saints will be caught up to be with the Lord. You could read about it in 1 Thessalonians. And there in chapter 4, it tells us, we'll read it in a moment, caught up to meet Jesus, as he's at the beginning of his journey. Time is not measured the same. I mean, time and in eternity, time is not time, really. Eternity, you can't gauge eternity by time. What to us seems to be an age is like that with the Lord.
Truth it is.
He's coming. And some people say, when you look at these things in this way, Graham, you're looking at two comings of the Lord. The coming when the saints are snatched up, and the coming when he comes to the earth. It's all part of the same coming.
Of course it is.
It takes place in his time, like that. Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Here it tells us, verses 14 to 17. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, we talk about people being dead, but thank you for reminding us, they sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, those that have gone on to be with the Lord, that are sleeping in Jesus, if you like. They're going to be caught up, and they shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Glory.
Comfort one another with those words.
What a comfort.
Comfort one another. All those that you have known that have loved the Lord and have died, they're going to be raised, woken out of that sleep.
Yes.
They're going to be caught to be up with the Lord. Their place is secure. Comfort one another with those words. So we're called up to be with him at the beginning of his descent, at the beginning of his coming. We're called up to be with him so that we come with him.
Yes.
And then in verse 26 of this chapter that we're reading, in Mark chapter 13, we get the earth point of view. People that are still there on earth during that great tribulation, they've come through it all.
Yeah.
And they're looking up, they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. The one who was condemned,
yes,
the one who was taken out and crucified,
yes,
the one who was treated as a common criminal and put in a tomb,
yes,
he's coming again.
Amen.
Because he rose again and he ascended into heaven, and he's coming again in like manner as he went.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. He's coming with great power and with great glory. He's coming as well, as we look at other scriptures, he's coming with the saints. Praise his name. We've been called up to be with him.
Of
the Bible tells us that we are saints. Don't go and be misled by the Roman Catholic idea of what a saint is. Those that are in Christ Jesus
sanctified.
Are sanctified. They've been set apart. They've been made holy. That's what a saint is.
Yes.
Not somebody who has lived a life of reported miracles and
no
then they go through a lot of priestly discussions as to whether whether the miracles have been authenticated and now they can be made a saint. Rubbish. We're saved. Those who are saved are saints. You tonight.
Yeah.
You tonight. Doesn't matter about what your family thinks of you or what other people think of you. If you're saved and you're the Lord's, you're a saint.
Thank you, Lord.
Set apart as his special people. Praise the Lord. He's coming with the saints. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, it announces his coming. Behold, he comes with the clouds. That's how he went. And he's coming back with the clouds. And every eye shall see him. Those that are on earth. And those that have been called up to be with him. They shall see him. All eyes will be focused on Jesus. All that we can get our eyes focused on him all the time, everywhere, now. But he will come. Zechariah 14. I've already referred to this, but we'll read it. Zechariah 14 and verse 4 says, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. You shall flee, like as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him. Hallelujah.
Glory.
All the saints with him. Hallelujah. Daniel had similar visions. You see in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13 there. He says, this is Daniel speaking. He said, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man come with the clouds of heaven. The revelation has been going on through the centuries of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel, in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, said, one like the Son of Man. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. And then in Thessalonians again, 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 13. Here's what it says, 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 13. It says, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
Yes.
Jude 14, right at the end of the Bible, just before Revelation. Jude 14. And Enoch, this is how far back it goes. Enoch,
yes.
The seventh from Adam, Adam, and the seventh from Adam, Enoch. Enoch prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints.
Yes.
Right at the beginning, Enoch, that man who walked with God, was so close to God that he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He didn't die.
Right.
It was one day he was walking along, and he's in the presence of the Lord, and he stayed there. Hallelujah. He got that vision of the coming of the Lord. From the beginning, these things have been known, and we're living in the end times. We're living in the end times. We're going to see the Lord. Here, back in Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, and looking at verse 7, Mark 13 and verse 7, Jesus says this, Mark 13, verse 27, then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect. This is the Jewish remnant that have turned to the Lord during that trying time.
Yes.
These are the Jewish remnant that the Lord says, when the trouble comes, flee to the mountains. There's a place prepared there for you. These are the people of God. He shall gather his elect from the four winds and from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of the heaven. All his people. All those people that have put their faith and trust in him.
Lord.
Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Jesus is coming. This is a wonderful discourse. It's called the Olivet Discourse.
The
discussion that Jesus had with the disciple on the Mount of Olives.
Yeah.
All triggered off by the disciple saying, look at that temple, how wonderful it's going to be. And from it comes this discourse, which leads us right to the end of Jesus coming again.
Yes.
And Jesus says, now learn the parable of the fig tree. Mm. The fig tree is often used as the type of Israel.
Yes.
He says, now when the branch is tender and the leaves begin to shoot out, you know summer is coming.
Yes.
There's a sign there.
Yes.
When you see these things, these signs that I've been talking about coming to pass, you know that we're coming to the time when I'm coming again.
Yes.
Amen. Learn to read the signs. Learn to read what's going on in the world. And when you read your Bible and you see what's going on in the world today, yes. you come up with the conclusion, it can't be very long now until Jesus comes again. So he says, in like manner, verse 29, in like manner, you shall see these things come to pass. When you see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, it is near. It's even at the door. It's waiting to come through. It's at the door. That generation that sees these things, the beginning of these things, they shall see the whole thing completed.
Amen.
It will be that brief.
Yes.
It won't be long. They shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but what I'm saying to you, my words will not pass
That's
away.
Right.
They're sure. You can always trust the word of God. Doesn't matter what people say. Doesn't matter how they mock it on the television or elsewhere.
No.
God's word is true. What Jesus says stands.
Amen.
You can rely on it. And Jesus said nobody knows when that day is going to happen. Nobody knows. Watch for the signs. Keep your eyes on what's happening.
Watch and pray, that's right.
But nobody knows the day. Nobody knows the hour. Not even the angels, nor the Son. And I believe when Jesus says, nor the Son, he meant himself here, the Son of Man, here on earth. Now in glory,
yes.
he knows. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. But on earth, he had to walk as we walk.
Amen.
He's the Son of God, but he had to walk
he
as we walk.
That's right.
He had to have the revelation. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful about Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Take heed, watch and pray, for you don't know when the time is. And then he makes the comparison. He makes the comparison of a fellow taking a long journey. And he gives authority to his servants and so on. He tells the porter to watch. Keep an eye out for the coming of the master.
Yes.
The servants want to know when the master's coming back because they want to make sure everything is spick and span and
ready.
Everything's there and accounted for. You see? And we need to be sure that we're right with God.
Yes.
And that we're walking with him day by day.
Ready.
And we're ready for his coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We don't want to say, to the Lord, oh, make it another week, Lord. Make it a month later, Lord. I've got so many things that I've got to get fulfilled first. I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to enjoy this.
Yeah.
No, we've got to be ready. All that can go.
That's right.
Jesus is coming. And when he comes, you'll be ready. Doesn't matter what time it is, evening, midnight, cock crowing, or in the morning.
That's right.
When Jesus comes, it will be all of those times. Somewhere in the world, it will be one of those times.
That's right.
When it's night here, it will be day the other side of the earth. But
yeah.
we've got to be ready. Jesus speaks to us and says to us what he says to everybody, watch and pray. Watch and pray. That day is coming. It won't delay. And it doesn't depend upon us. It doesn't depend upon us. Do you know that?
That's right.
It doesn't depend upon us, on our strengths, on our weaknesses. God doesn't put off the day that is coming because we haven't done enough yet. The Bible says in Acts chapter 17, God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. It's an appointed day. It won't change. It won't change. What the Bible says, and some people misinterpret this, but what the Bible says in 2 Peter, in chapter 3, verses 3 to 4, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, saying, where's the promise of his coming?
Yes.
Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And then in verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. He's not saying, oh, we'll make it another day. But he is long-suffering to usward. And some people say, he's so long-suffering, let's put it off for a bit longer. No, what he's done is he's put that day at a distance so that as many people as can be saved will be saved.
That's right.
But there's a limit. And he's put it at that day. It's a definite day. It's not going to change. It's not to come sooner. It's not to come late. He's not going to postpone it. He's not going to put it off. He's coming. The Lord is coming on that day. But he's made that day far off.
Yes.
2,000 years now, in round figures,
yes.
when Jesus walked on the earth. And people say, oh, it's 2,000 years.
Nearly.
But you see, the Lord has made it that time so that as many people as possible can be saved. He's long-suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But that day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are in therein shall be burned. That judgment day is coming.
Yes.
That judgment day is coming. And before that judgment day, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come.
Yes.
He's coming first. There's going to be a 1,000-year reign of Christ. There's a lot going in between these two verses. There's a 1,000-year reign of Christ, and then the judgment day comes. And then beyond that, Peter speaks in verse 12 about the day of God, which is even further on. But praise the Lord, we're not doing that Bible study tonight. That's another day. God in his mercy has put it at a distance so as many people can be saved as possible. But he doesn't keep changing his mind.
No.
He's appointed. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you, Lord.
What can we say? We can say the last word in this chapter. Watch. And if you're watching, you'll be ready. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.